The Ringo Medical Center Administrative Department has experienced extensive change over the past 6 months, but their current interim administrator has committed to work with the community for at least the next year. Marla Sanger arrived in Wrangell about a month ago from Southwest Washington. She began working in hospitals as a teenager, then earned her nursing degree. After years of working in intensive care units and filling a 3-year term as a public health nurse in Angoon, she eventually started taking on leadership roles. She has worked with Peace Health as the assistant vice president of patient care and as the vice president of quality. Sanger says that her work experience in nursing and administration has influenced how she leads hospitals.
The patient always comes first. Patient and family-centered care is really a huge priority for me, and so I look through everything that we think about and do through the lens of what would be the best thing for our patients and their loved ones.
What do you see as being some of the challenges facing the medical center and the community in relationship to the medical center?
Well, I think some of the challenges are the extraordinary amount of change that has occurred over the last 6 months in particular, the change in leadership, the change in the board, how public those things are in a smaller community like this. And for those staff in the hospital and physicians that are just really trying to focus on day-to-day care delivery to their patients, it's stressful when you have uncertainty in terms of the leadership. And, one of the really important elements of the vision of the organization is to honor the heritage and be the pride of the community. And with all of the public awareness of some of the struggles that have occurred, that has been difficult. And I think that the staff and the community are really ready for a new day, and so am I.
What sort of things do you propose to do to help the community kind of come over the emotional challenges that have been associated with all of this change and from the previous administrator and the subsequent events?
Well, having not been here then, I can't really speak to what it was like before. But what I do think is needed now, and what I'm definitely feeling very, very welcomed, and I think people in the community and in the city borough and in our strategic partners organizations really want to have a very good, strong, collaborative relationship with Wrangell Medical Center. And I have a great track record with that. I believe that there's room for everyone, that we, in order to achieve our shared goals, we have to work together in a way that everyone can succeed.
Do you have any specific strategies in mind?
Initially, I feel it's very important, especially in a role like mine, to begin by doing a very good, thoughtful 90-day assessment, and that's the process I'm in now, not quite halfway through, looking at how things function, how people interact, what is the culture of the organization. Do people feel comfortable? Do they feel that they can have joy in their work? Really just sort of assessing the environment within the organization, as well as the relationships that we have with the community, with the city borough, with our strategic partners. And so I'm not seeing any immediate changes that I would make other than to possibly improve some things that the staff and people in the organization would agree have maybe just been put a bit on hold, waiting for the change in leadership to come into place.
Sounds like a good strategy. Listen first and then change.
Yes, absolutely. These people who work in the medical center, many of them have worked here for a very long time, and they do the things they do for a reason. And I think it's always wise to understand why it is that they do the things they do and learn from that. And then together we look at, where do we want to go next?
Sanger, who has owned a home and a small business in Craig for about 25 years, says she's very happy to be in Wrangell and working at the medical center during the time of transition.